From NPR News, this is Day to Day. The housing market is still sinking. Today, the Commerce Department says new home sales declined last month, and that follows yesterday's report that sales of existing homes fell to their lowest levels in 4 years. Marketplace's Amy Scott joins us now. And Amy, I thought people were talking about a recovery. I guess not.
Yeah. That's right. Last time we talked housing figures, we reported that new home sales jumped 16% in April, and that did have some economists feeling a bit more optimistic. Well, today that figure was revised downward, meaning that sales only grew 13% in April, and in May sales fell by more than 1.5%. Those are new homes we're talking about, and Standard & Poor's released its price index for existing homes today. It showed that in April, prices fell for the 17th straight month, so things don't appear quite as rosy.
Really? 17 months? I can't believe it's been that long.
Yeah, but you know, it's apparently not long enough. Eventually, prices should come down low enough that people start buying again, but all these numbers suggest that's not happening yet.
Well, any idea from economists, from housing market watchers, when that recovery might happen?
Well, builders don't see it in the cards anytime soon. Today, Lennar Corporation, one of the country's largest builders, reported results for its second quarter. And not only did profits fall, the company predicted a further loss this quarter. Kevin Harris is chief economist with Informa Global Markets. He says builders know what they're talking about. They're the ones who are talking with customers.
They have every reason to know better what's coming for their business than anybody else. And they think that as a seller of new homes, they could have a very bad third quarter and a very bad fourth quarter. Other home builders have said similar things.
In fact, Harris says a recent survey suggests builders are pushing their expectations for recovery back another year.
Amy, how do interest rates play into that? They're rising, right, for mortgages?
They have been, and we saw a big spike earlier this month, and it's settled down a bit. But higher borrowing costs certainly don't help get people buying again. That economist I spoke with, Kevin Harris, says what buyers pay more attention to than anything else, even more than price, is their monthly mortgage payment. And if they can't afford it, they're not going to buy. Now, the Federal Reserve Board meets later this week to set interest rate policy. Most analysts are expecting short-term rates to stay where they are, but Fed officials will certainly be taking all of this housing data into consideration when they meet.
Thank you, Amy. That's Amy Scott of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.